providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in back to KER Politics. It's actually not called KER Politics anymore. It is now called The Good News from KER. There is a lot of absolutely positive, wonderful things happening right now in our society. That's assuming you don't just look at the negative side of it. And Dr. Birnbaum is chatting right now with a gentleman by the name of Vinod Wright. He is a president of an organization called Wave Welcome. This is another example of how Mr. Wright is making America a better place throughout the minority community. Frida, you got it, babe.
Thank you so much, Al. It's always a pleasure. First of all, happy birthday. October 18th was your birthday, I see. So another day, another year older, another year better for sure, Bernard.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And the first thing I just want to address is that you have had the amazing honor of working at a senior level for a presidential campaign and achieved the C-level multiple times. Would you tell us about that, please?
Sure. So for a long time, I felt like it was luck. But the reality is that there were certain things that happened in my life that made that possible. So number one was the fact that my mother always focused on education and knowing as much as I could possibly know. The second was that my father showed me the importance of working hard and making sure that you always prepare for whatever task you were in. So that was always something that I took with me and been very flexible. I try to make sure that I have a strong network and that people think highly of me. So when those opportunities presented themselves, I was prepared to move forward and be successful in each one of those opportunities. So that really is it at a high level. Working hard and just making sure I was prepared to be successful for each one of those positions.
Okay. Well, that is just fantastic that you're somebody who can really make that difference. And I see that you're passionate about making sure as many young people as possible see you as someone who has walked in their shoes. So why is that? What is that passion from? What shoes have you walked in that they can really relate to?
I appreciate that question. So for me, in a lot of positions that I've held, I've been the only person, the only black male who's at that level. And for a long time, I wondered why that was the case. And, you know, it's not as simple as racism, because in most cases, that's simply not the reason. A lot of it is because we don't know those opportunities exist. We don't know how to get into those opportunities. We just don't have access to the networks that make those positions possible. So a lot of times at the C level, those positions just are not advertised. So what I'm trying to make sure happens with young people now is that they know what it takes in order to operate at the C level, whether it's CIO or CFO or chief operating officer or any other position at a senior level. And a lot of that means that it's not just technical skills. It's not just knowing how to code or be a project manager. There's a lot of soft skills, there's a lot of networking, there's a lot of presentation. So that's a lot of what I focus on with young people, so that they are able to move into those positions and be successful. But also I'm making sure that I introduce them to people who make decisions about who to hire for those positions.
So that's a goal that as a mentor is something that extremely is important to help people to know what to do. They just don't know what to do. You don't get that in school. You get arithmetic, math, science, but you don't really get the relatability of the world and how to progress and succeed after that. You know, your personal goal while continuing to advance your career is to be recognized as a thought leader who bridges public and private sectors. What are your goals right now? Where is it that you would like to go?
Well, what I would like to see, number one, is that people are considered for positions not based on their networks, but that they're based on what a person can do and bring to an organization. So I would like to see more diversity across the board. That is a conversation that's happening right now. And diversity is not just racial, it's not just gender, it's a number of different things. It's based on age, sexual orientation, religion, any number of factors. But when that happens, you get better thoughts, you get better outcomes, and people are more profitable. So what I'd like to see happen is that across the board, people that can bring things to the table, whether they're they look like us or whether they think differently, that they get those opportunities. So that's a lot of what I'm focused on now. And if I'm able to accomplish that, then I'd consider myself to be successful. Well, and I don't think that it... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Al wanted to say something.
Yeah, I want to say here, Verna, is I want to say that people like you are the reason that Dr. Birnbaum and I are working so diligently to make this thing work. Diversity is going to do nothing in our country other than strengthen it. Racial inequality is a terrible thing. Frida, I'm going to let you take over. I'm going to turn off my mic.
Okay, you know, it's where you start, Bernard, you have said, and I'm quoting you, where you start does not have to be where you finish. I mean, how profound is that? We can all be free of all prejudices and all obstacles that restrict us when we just go ahead and fly, like you suggest, in our lives to do whatever it is we feel we want to do. And we hope with this, with your kind of mentorship, to help our foundation as well, because we're trying to help underprivileged communities with social services, with funding for career counseling, and listening to mentors like Vernon Wright, who can make more of a difference than anything in their class and anything in their situation where they're really stuck. Because to have the right person to talk to, that's priceless. We don't get that, especially underprivileged communities. They don't have the networking that other communities may have for one another. They don't have the time to have the resources and the people to spend time for them, because they're also struggling. So it's a chain of events that keep going and going. So we are running short. We have about 2 minutes to go. I can't read that, Al. I'm sorry. I can't read that from over here. But you can speak up if you want to tell me something. But, you know, you said that it's imperative that you find ways to be creative and to work with younger people. What kind of ways have you found to be creative?
Well, it's not just, like I said before, it's not just focusing on technology. It really is on focusing on making sure that people are well-rounded, that they're flexible, that they're prepared for opportunities. So I don't just focus on the obvious things. I also make sure that I work with them in track. I make sure that we hang out in social settings so that it demystifies what it means to be an executive. So people are learning even when they don't realize they're learning. So I've done that with internship programs. I've done that in just interactions with young people. And the main reason I do that is because when I was growing up, I really didn't have access to professional Black men. So I didn't even know that that was possible. So I'm trying to be creative and making sure that I make myself available to young people who are trying to emulate the success I've had in my career.
That's so perfect. Thank you. And I'm going to end with a quote that you had said that's extremely profound, and that's why I'm having you and Al is having you on our show. And you said, none of us is perfect, and it is that imperfection within that provides us with the motivation that we need to push forward in our careers and our personal lives. Pushing forward, that's what we do, that's what I do. Can ask Al. I keep pushing forward. Al keeps pushing forward for many, many years. And you are somebody that we are part of now forever, whether you like it or not, because you're the epitome of what it means to be pushing forward. Thank you so much for being on our show. It was a great
show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The pleasure was mine.
Thank you, Al. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Bernard. And we're going to have you back on again to hear about all your